Good morning. It is Sunday, March 22nd, and you're watching live coverage of the Progress 94 resupply mission to the International Space Station. This is a live view from Site 31 at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, where a Soyuz 2.1A booster stands fully fueled, ready to launch an unpiloted Russian resupply cargo spacecraft on an approximately two-day journey to the International Space Station. I'm Leah Cheshire Mustachio, live from Mission Control Houston at NASA's Johnson Space Center. My controllers here are monitoring all systems aboard the station and have given their go for today's launch. Launch through spacecraft separation of Progress is controlled at the blockhouse in Baikonur, after which control of the Progress spacecraft and data monitoring will become the responsibility of engineers at the Russian Mission Control Center in the town of Koryov on the outskirts of Moscow. And this is a live view from a balcony camera coming from the Mission Control Center out in Koryov. Upon launch today at 6:59 and 51 seconds a.m. Central Time, which is 4:59 p.m. Baikonur Time, Progress will begin its two-day journey to the International Space Station and arrive the morning of March 24th for an automated docking to the Poisk module's zenith or space-facing port around 8:34 a.m. Central Time. The Progress spacecraft, and we are targeting launch today for 6:59 a.m. and 51 seconds Central Time. That'll be 4:59 p.m. Baikonur time. And once docked to the station, Progress 94 will remain docked for approximately 5 months before departing for re-entry into Earth's atmosphere to dispose of trash loaded by the crew. Again, this view coming to you of Progress 94 at Site 31 in the Baikonur Cosmodrome, where it is currently around 62 degrees Fahrenheit, winds about 7 miles per hour, 4:33 p.m. Rocket rollout of Progress 94 occurred Tuesday, March 18th, from its integration hangar at the Baikonur Cosmodrome, less than half a mile to the launch pad where it stands today. Rocket was rolled out horizontally and then converted vertically, where engineers connected the necessary fuel and power lines to prepare it for liftoff this morning. Booster was fueled for launch earlier this morning, and the Progress spacecraft launching today is carrying over 5,500 pounds of cargo for the station's residents. That's about 2.7 tons, including food, fuel, and supplies. Total breakdown of some of that cargo, that includes 1,825 pounds of fuel, 926 pounds of water, 1,365 pounds of food. And the next largest number is 866 pounds of spare parts. We also have hygiene equipment, science equipment, oxygen in the air, and medical supplies all flying to the station today. The service platform at Launch Pad 31 was recently repaired following the Soyuz MS-28 launch in November last year. As reported by Roscosmos, more than 150 employees of Senki, which is part of Roscosmos, and representatives of four contracting organizations completed the installation in just over 2 months. They had a total of 2,350 square meters of structures prepared in painting. All the fastening units were replaced with new ones, and electrical equipment was completely replaced and calibrated. This all includes 19 meters long and approximately 17 tons of installation of certain platform elements that had to be positioned through the flame trench, all coming together in time for today's launch, again, coming up at 6:59 a.m. Central Time. Currently living and working aboard the International Space Station are the Expedition 74 crew, consisting of the astronauts that arrived aboard Crew 12. That would be NASA Jessica Meir, Jack Hathaway, ESA astronaut Sophie Adenau, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Andrei Fedyaev, all at the top of your screen. They are at the station with the crew that arrived aboard Soyuz MS-28, which is NASA astronaut Chris Williams in the center of your screen, and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kutsverchkov. It's been a busy time aboard the International Space Station. The ISS Progress 93 thrusters fired at 11:58 a.m. Central Time on Friday, March 13th for 10.5 minutes in a reboost maneuver to set up the correct phasing for the upcoming launch and docking of the Progress 94 cargo craft. That reboost increased the station's altitude by a half mile at apogee, or highest point of its orbit, and 0.9 miles at perigee, the lowest point of its orbit, leaving the lab in an orbit of 266.2 by 257.7 statute miles. In a busy time aboard the station, as usual, the Progress 92 cargo spacecraft departed March 16th, taking with it waste to burn up upon reentry into the Earth's atmosphere following its own delivery of cargo to the station, including food supplies, hardware, research experiments, and more. And with that departure, there are now four visiting vehicles that Progress 94 will be joining at the orbiting laboratory. Those are the Progress 93 spacecraft, Dragon, which delivered the Crew 12 crew, including Jessica Meir and Jack Hathaway of NASA. And also at the station is MS-28, which delivered NASA astronaut Chris Williams. Just last week, we had a spacewalk, and the next arrival at the space station will be Northrop Grumman's 24th commercial resupply mission, when the Cygnus spacecraft, launching in April, will launch and berth to the Earth-facing port of the Unity module. It is 11:38 a.m. GMT, the time zone used aboard the International Space Station. Those seven aforementioned crew members are enjoying their day off, some exercising, and approaching their midday meal. They'll be back on their usual scheduled tasks tomorrow. Coming up on 20 minutes to launch of the Progress 94 spacecraft today, again delivering 2.7 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting laboratory. Around 6:21 a.m. Central today, or about 38 minutes before launch, the gantry arms surrounding the spacecraft on the launch pad were lowered. There are two service umbilicals still attached to the side of the Soyuz booster. You can see those on the left of the booster, and those gantry arms now horizontal. Those umbilicals, the first, will begin to retract around the T-minus 33-second mark, and the second will retract just about 10 seconds before launch. That initiates the engine start sequence, resulting in the turbopumps coming up to flight speed. The hold-down arms will be retracted to allow for liftoff and the beginning of Progress 94 journey to the station. This view at the base of the rocket shows the strap-on solid rocket boosters on the first stage, venting super chilled liquid oxygen. Again, the spacecraft is, and the rocket is, fully fueled, and when that super cool liquid oxygen comes in contact with the warmer air outside, we see some venting, completely normal. Again, standing by for launch this morning at 6:59:51 a.m. Central Time. Launch through spacecraft separation is controlled at the blockhouse in Baikonur. And at the time of spacecraft separation, flight control will be transferred to the team at the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow, who will continue to monitor Progress 94's flight to the station until its arrival on Tuesday morning. Some of the final minutes of the countdown will have milestones that include the physical launch key being inserted at the launch bunker by the launch conductor to transition in the launch sequence into automatic mode, that coming about 7 minutes before liftoff. At 5:30 prior to liftoff, the launch conductor in Baikonur will report if the range is clear and the Soyuz rocket is ready to begin its journey. Fuel lines of the rocket engines will then be purged with nitrogen by removing vapors of fuel and oxidizer. And at 4 minutes prior to liftoff, the onboard systems will switch to autonomous control, followed by booster tanks being pressurized for flight, which optimizes the flow of fuel. Inside 3:30 to launch, the key to the drainage position at the launch site will be turned into the proper position. And at 3 minutes before launch, the International Space Station itself will fly over Baikonur. At T-minus 1:30, the ground propellant feed to the first stage of the Soyuz booster will be terminated. And at 1 minute prior to launch, the Soyuz booster itself will go on internal power. As mentioned earlier, we'll see retraction of that first umbilical around T-35 seconds, followed by the second umbilical retraction about 12 seconds before liftoff. That will initiate the engine start sequencing. The launch command will be issued, and the turbopumps will come up to flight speed and maximum thrust ahead of liftoff at 6:59:51 a.m. Central Time, just 15 minutes from now. The International Space Station is currently flying 264 statute miles over Sudan. And that gives you a perspective of just how fast the space station travels, given that it will be flying over the Baikonur Cosmodrome in just about 12 minutes. Station traveling 17,500 miles per hour, about which is orbital velocity, which is, and about 5 miles per second, seeing 16 sunrises and sunsets per day. Again, you're watching live coverage of the Progress 94 spacecraft launch to the International Space Station, scheduled for just over 10 minutes from now at 6:59 and 51 seconds a.m. Central Time. After liftoff, the spacecraft and rocket will see a series of milestones, including Max-Q, which will be maximum dynamic pressure on the vehicle about a minute after launch, followed by first stage separation approximately 1 minute and 57 seconds after launch. At that time, the first stage will shut down and separate, and the strap-on solid rocket boosters will fall away. At 3 minutes and 3 seconds after launch, the launch shroud will be jettisoned. And at 4 minutes and 37 seconds after launch, the second stage shutdown and separation will occur. We'll also see third stage ignition. Third stage shutdown will occur approximately 8 minutes and 45 seconds after launch, followed just 3 seconds later by third stage separation. So a less than 9-minute ride to orbit, and once on orbit, the Progress spacecraft will receive commands to unfurl its solar arrays, prepare its navigation antennas and external television camera. And again, we expect to see this spacecraft arrive at the space station Tuesday morning around 8:34 a.m. Central Time for an automated docking. 8 minutes now until launch. Next milestone coming up at T-minus 7 minutes, that physical launch key will be inserted at the launch bunker by the launch conductor to transition into the launch sequence into automatic mode. Now under 7 minutes to launch, again, a physical launch key insertion at the launch bunker, transitioning the spacecraft and rocket into automatic mode. Next milestone will be at 5 minutes and 30 seconds prior to launch, when the launch conductor in Baikonur will report if the range is clear and the Soyuz rocket is ready to begin its journey. Again, live here from the International Space Station Flight Control Room in Houston, Texas, where flight controllers have given the go for today's launch. Now, under 5.5 minutes to launch, the fuel lines of the rocket engines will soon be purged with nitrogen and remove the fuel and oxidizer vapors within. Again, you can see that super chilled liquid oxygen venting off of the rocket. This is completely normal process as that cold gas meets the warmer air outside, about 62 degrees Fahrenheit in Baikonur right now. Coming up on 4 minutes until liftoff. Again, at 4 minutes, those onboard systems will switch to autonomous control, followed by the booster tanks being pressurized for flight. You can see those gantry arms horizontal to the rocket that were lowered about 30 minutes ago, and those two umbilicals still attached to the side of the rocket, which will be retracted at under a minute from liftoff. At this inside 3 minute and 30 second mark, the key to the drainage position at the launch site is turned into the proper position. The valves through which the evaporated or gaseous oxygen escapes from the fuel tanks into the atmosphere are closed. The fuel is draining back into the tanks to maintain proper weight distribution of the rocket. These valves also provide liquid oxygen for replenishment that has been lost through that liquid oxygen boil-off that we've been able to see on the first stage. At 3 minutes, currently right now, the International Space Station is flying 267 statute miles over Baikonur. The fuel and oxidizer tanks on the first stage are now being pressurized to optimize the fuel flow. Next milestone will be at T-minus 1 minute and 30 seconds before launch, when the ground propellant feed to the first stage of the Soyuz booster is terminated. Again, now under 1 minute and 30 seconds to launch, targeted for 6:59 and 51 seconds a.m. Central Time, 4:59 p.m. Baikonur Time. Coming up at the 1 minute mark, the Soyuz booster itself will go on internal power. The next visual milestone will be at the 35 second mark prior to liftoff, when we see retraction of that first umbilical. And there you have retraction of the first umbilical, second one coming up at T-minus 12 seconds before liftoff. Engine start commanded. Ignition. Turbo pumps are coming up to flight speed. And liftoff of the 94th Progress resupply vehicle en route with 2.7 tons of cargo to the International Space Station. Confirmation that all parameters are normal and the flight has begun as expected. We have a good roll, yaw, and pitch of the spacecraft. We are standing by for max-Q, maximum dynamic pressure on the spacecraft. And coming up 1 minute and 58 seconds after launch will be first stage shutdown and separation. Those strap-on solid boot rocket boosters will fall away. Continuing to get good calls for the spacecraft that everything is normal. Now 70 seconds into the launch, again coming up, we are standing by for first stage shutdown and separation. And we have confirmation of first stage shutdown and separation. Those strap-on solid rocket boosters visible as they fall away from the Soyuz rocket. Spacecraft traveling about 4,500 miles per hour. Next major milestone comes up in about 3 minutes and 3 seconds after launch when the launch shroud is jettisoned. Continuing to get good calls for all phases of this spacecraft. The second stage is powered up and is normal. This view from Launch Pad 31.
Vehicle is
liftoff having occurred just 3 minutes ago, 6:59 a.m. Central Time. And this view coming from the Russian Mission Control Center in the town of Koryov outside of Moscow. That was an animation you saw. Confirmation of launch shroud jettison again. Coming about 3 minutes and 3 seconds after launch, the spacecraft traveling about 5,200 miles per hour, continuing to get good calls that the second stage is performing as planned. We have about 1 minute left of second stage powering the flight, and at about 4 minutes and 37 seconds after launch, we will see second stage shutdown and separation. At that time, the third stage will ignite. This view coming from an external camera on the Progress spacecraft as it continues its flight, that second stage, continuing to get good reports. Yaw, pitch, and roll continues to be nominal. We are standing by for second stage shutdown about 10 seconds from now. Continuing to get good calls coming from the Russian Mission Control Center. We have had second stage shutdown and separation and third stage ignition. Now, over 5 minutes since liftoff, spacecraft being reported as stable and nominal, all things continuing to go as planned. Again, now 5 minutes and 30 seconds since launch this morning, and the spacecraft traveling over 9,300 miles per hour. Next major milestone won't occur until 8 minutes and 45 seconds after launch. At that time, we'll see third stage shutdown, which continues to perform as planned. At third stage shutdown, we will also have spacecraft separation and orbital insertion. 6 minutes now since liftoff at 6:59 a.m. Central. Yaw, pitch, and roll of the spacecraft continue to be reported as nominal. Coming up on 7 minutes into the flight of 94 Progress, all continue to be reported as nominal or normal, just as planned for today's launch. Again, third stage continues to power the spacecraft and will continue to do so for another about minute and a half. At that time, the third stage will shut down, and 3 seconds later, we will see spacecraft separation. 8 minutes since liftoff this morning of the 94th Progress resupply mission, everything continuing to be reported as nominal. Third stage continues to power the flight of the Soyuz and Progress. We expect third stage to cut off in less than 30 seconds now. Continuing to get good calls and standing by for a third stage shutdown. Confirmation of third stage shutdown and spacecraft separation as you saw on your screen. Progress is separated from the Soyuz spacecraft. We received all nominal reports. This view coming from the Russian Mission Control Center in Koryov outside of Moscow. As you can see, solar arrays have begun to unfurl. Additionally, the navigation antennas will be prepared aboard the spacecraft. Along with the external television camera, we had some great views already this morning. We'll also see this test of the external black and white crosshair cameras that will be used during docking. Over 10 minutes now since liftoff at 6:59 a.m. and 6:51 seconds Central Time. Progress 94 had a smooth ride to orbit. Teams in the Russian Mission Control Center now sending commands to the spacecraft to test out this external camera as well as unfurl the solar arrays. We are expecting the spacecraft to arrive at the International Space Station Tuesday morning. These pre-programmed engine firings aboard Progress will raise its altitude to match that of the station. It is currently traveling below and behind the orbiting laboratory, which flew over Baikonur just 3 minutes before launch. A later series of engine firings will fine-tune its path to the station with an autonomous docking scheduled for Tuesday morning to the space-facing port of the Poisk module. Again, we are monitoring the flight of Progress 94, having lifted off at 15 minutes ago, 6:59 a.m. Central Time, 4:59 p.m. Baikonur Time. Everything on the ride uphill for Soyuz was reported for Progress was reported as nominal. We saw third stage separation at 8:45 minutes into flight. Now, 20 minutes since liftoff at 6:59 a.m. Central Time this morning. Progress 94 saw a smooth ride to orbit, and after third stage separation at about 8 minutes and 45 seconds into flight, the teams began sending commands to unfurl the solar arrays, configure the external cameras, and send commands to some of the antennas. One antenna did not deploy, so Sergei Kudzverchkov will be using the TORU system, which is a hand controller in the service module, for a cosmonaut-controlled docking to the International Space Station on Tuesday morning. The Russian flight control team that you see here in Koryov outside Moscow will continue to troubleshoot and see if they can send commands to the spacecraft through that antenna, but the cosmonauts aboard the station will be standing by Tuesday morning to guide the spacecraft for docking if needed. And all other systems aboard Progress continue to receive good reports. This is Mission Control Houston in a live view of the Russian Mission Control in Koryov outside of Moscow, where flight controllers continue to monitor the flight of Progress 94 to the International Space Station, having occurred 25 minutes ago. It was an on-time liftoff at 6:59 a.m. Central Time, 4:59 p.m. in Baikonur. Progress was delivered into a good orbit and all solar arrays properly unfurled and antennas were configured. One of two redundant Coors automated systems deployed normally, while the other antenna is currently being troubleshooted by Russian flight controllers. If this one antenna remains inoperable, current plan for the arrival of Progress is for the TORU system to be used by Sergei Kudzverchkov, Russian cosmonaut living aboard the station, for a guided docking to the Poisk module on Tuesday morning. This is Mission Control Houston, coming up on 30 minutes since the launch of Progress 94 this morning at 6:59 a.m. Central Time, 4:59 p.m. at the launch site in Baikonur. This view coming to you from Mission Control Center in Koryov, just outside of Moscow. Soyuz 2.1A booster lifted off from Site 31 in Baikonur, and all three stages operated as expected, propelling Progress into its preliminary orbit where it is now. Progress was delivered into its planned orbit, and all solar arrays properly unfurled, and antennas were deployed. However, one of two redundant Coors automated systems deployed normally, while the other is currently being troubleshooted by Russian flight controllers. If this one antenna does not deploy, the current plan is for the TORU system to be used by Sergei Kudzverchkov, the Russian cosmonaut aboard the space station, for a guided docking on Tuesday morning. Progress will stay on the station for about 5 months once it arrives, and at the completion of its stay, Progress 94 will be loaded with trash and undocked for a safe reentry into Earth's atmosphere. You can tune in for that live coverage of Progress docking to station Tuesday morning beginning at 7:45 a.m. Central. Again, we will be standing by as one Coors automated system is still not deployed, and so the TORU system may be used by Russian cosmonaut Sergei Kudzverchkov for the guided docking around that time. Thanks for joining us today for the beginning of Progress 94's journey to the International Space Station, carrying over 2.7 tons of food, supplies, and more to our 7 crew members living and working in orbit. That'll do it for us this morning. This is Mission Control Houston.
Station Houston on 2 for Monday timeline.
Good afternoon. Station's with you on 2.
Good afternoon. Sorry for bugging you late in your day, but just wanted to let you know the latest timeline is on board for y'all to be able to look at for tomorrow. We're still making some small tweaks here on the ground, so you'll see it slightly different in the morning. But big picture, is you all have time to be working the IROSA strut assembly task in the afternoon, and we've added an EMU swap to the morning to get you all set up to be prepared for the EVA. And then for Jessica, the IMPT has been deferred, so she's free to exercise as desired.
That is fantastic. Thanks for letting us know, and thanks for being super flexible with bearing with all the changes coming down the pipe. I really appreciate you guys doing that over the weekend, because that'll set us up for the best chance of maximizing our study and prep time for the EVA. So I really appreciate everybody's efforts over the weekend to get that on board.
Of course, we're here and happy to help. If you have any questions about it, definitely reach out. But if not, look forward to working through it tomorrow.
Much appreciated. Thanks very much.